honeymoon down in South Padre Island. We found somebody down there that wanted to swap their place in South Padre for an apartment in New York for a week. So that's how we financed our honeymoon. We didn't have any money. And we went down there, and one night they were playing a high school football game in Brownsville. And so Becky and I went, and we watched the game on our honeymoon. And we both love football, so that was a great way to spend a night.
Wow, that's so cool. I'm curious. You filmed in Kentucky. What was... It's your first film, and you've got to go film in this small town. I mean, what was that experience like for you?
Well, you know, I because it was my first film, I didn't know much about how to do it. In fact, if I knew everything that I know now, if I'd started knowing all of that, I never would have tried it. I think the only reason this film got made is because all of us were so stupid. We didn't know we couldn't do it. It was a true independent film. We had to get private investment from it. There's no studio connected. And luckily, the story was just so strong and so positive that every actor I asked to do it, they said yes. And we all agreed that Corbin, the film had to be done there. And the little town of Corbin, they were so excited to have the film coming to them, and they were even more excited to have Travis. Story told so that folks could see it in movie form, and they cared. I mean, the people, they stepped forward. They gave us any location we wanted. They offered to put people up in their homes. Our caterer was from a local restaurant, and you know, it went on and on. We hired certain locals to do certain things. On the crew, and a couple of actors came from there, and all of the football players came from the local area of Kentucky, and I don't think the film could have been told anywhere else, to tell you the truth. And Corbin was just a real character in the script, and I felt like we had to be there in order to appreciate that.